U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out at North Korea, vowing to ratchet up pressure on Pyongyang.
And I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail. This I discussed with the United States and South Korean military leaders, both military options and readiness to respond to North Korean provocation.
Trump made the remarks in a televised statement a day after returning from his 12-day trip to Asia. He added that Chinese leader Xi Jinping pledged to use Beijing's economic leverage over Pyongyang to achieve denuclearization in North Korea. Tensions have steadily increased between the U.S. and the North over the past months. Washington has deployed advanced missile batteries in South Korea, which has angered Pyongyang and Beijing. North Korea has conducted a series of nuclear tests, which it says are designed to thwart U.S. plots against the East Asian country. Joining us live now from Ontario is Jason Inouye, who is a political commentator, joining us live now via Skype. Donald Trump using words and phrases such as nuclear blackmail and the North's provocations. What do you make of that?
Oh, I think it's just simply facetious. So the United States is the one who is carrying out the provocations. The DPRK has made it very clear since the resumption of the nuclear weapons program that their only desire is to protect themselves from the aggressive acts of the United States, and particularly its imperialist drive towards the country and others, but more specifically to defend itself from any invasion by the United States, which they have been threatened with for decades now. For Trump to simply say that the DPRK is trying to hold the rest of the world hostage, or even just the United States hostage, is ridiculous, because it's the U.S. who's carrying out these aggressions. Is it the DPRK that sanctions the United States? Is it the DPRK who flies nuclear-armed bombers near the United States? No, it's the other way around. It's the United States that has been continually attacking the United States. But this is just one of those instances where the U.S. is looking to justify its imperialist aggression, but then also make itself out to look like the victim in the process.
And Jason, I wonder, what is the Chinese role at this time? Because it seems, at least, Donald Trump's come away with a promise from Beijing that it will try to enforce denuclearization in the region. Will that work?
I really don't think the Chinese are going to be able to have that much of an effect. The DPRK has proven on many occasions that it will do whatever that it thinks is right. And if they believe that their lives, their very existence, are under threat from the United States, which they very much are, they're going to continue on a course in order to defend themselves. The one thing the DPRK has always wanted was a strong deterrence against invasion by the U.S. The development of nuclear weapons would certainly provide that to them. China is much more interested in having stability in the region, something where there's less hostilities, there's less a war of words going back and forth between the two sides, something that's much more stable and friendly for a kind of trade relation. So in this instance, China does have an advantage to a denuclearized Korea, but the DPRK will always stand on its own two feet and demand its own independence by any means necessary.
Very well, Jason. We'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.